Lewis Hill. Great single. One last call. Anyone, anywhere. Oh, good signal. VE6, Charlie, you're back. Going along now, Rick. Go ahead. Lewis Hill. Anymore, anywhere? All those that gave us a clear operating frequency. Greg Barron, the RV station. Thank you. All right, 73. Okay, good info. Thanks for that. Everybody knows now. 109. It was called. At 109. You'll get the email. Only one guy did. Just one guy. Yeah. I'm telling you. What did you get tonight? 109.
Holy shit.
Oh, the band was good. I had two good relay guys. Todd was not involved.
Thank you.
Exactly. And poor Todd. But he deserves it. Ned is always good. Ned's become a regular, and he's also a net controller now.
On Mondays.
Really getting some good help. You can park in the street if there's any room. If not, I just illegally park. I go in with on the property and park where the staff would normally park. If you don't like it, well, guess what? Oh, Doug Ford said, right? I got quite a bit of real estate around back, and you can go ahead and bend over and kiss any of it if you want. It really irritates the Indian. All that tariff thing is, it's all illegal. What he's doing, it's totally illegal. And he will never have to pay a penny of it, I'm certain of it, because of him and it to court, and we just won't ever have to pay it. Of water, power, oil, 2/3 of their oil is from us.
How about potash?
Okay, potash, sure. That's for their nuclear reactors.
There's only a couple of things.
Yeah. CBC, and he said, look, we love Canada. I love Canada. I'm up there all the time. I love vacation Canada. And we've always had a wonderful relationship. And you guys, he says, there's people here at motels and everything, Canadians that travel through our state, and they are first-name basis with the hotel owners. You know, everybody knows everybody.
Yeah.
That's the relationship that we've always had, and I'm certain within a couple of years, we will have again. As soon as this idiot is out of the White House. He called a spade today. He doesn't care.
No.
Yeah.
Did you know?
Yeah. Oh, really?
To work in the factory.
Oh, yeah.
To supply war machines.
Right.
And they stayed.
Yeah.
I had the two men.
Right. I can take you back further than that. The Halifax explosion.
Yeah.
Who came to our rescue?
The Americans.
Totally. They were up here right away. So, like, no, this guy, he didn't even know that history. He's never gotten out of grade. The Newsom, did you call him that? Governor of California. He said, I don't know if it was wasn't a son, it must have been a nephew or something like that. Anyway, he said he knows more about the country, and he's in grade of 5. Trouble is, Trump never graduated from grade 5. He never got out of grade 5. He got a mark paid for by his father to get him out of grade 5. It's been, yes. Yeah,